everyone. Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Angeline.
I'm Sam.
So I have a question for you, Sam.
Okay.
Do you prefer to eat noodles or rice?
今天要问大家比较喜欢吃饭是 rice 还是比较喜欢吃面 noodles? I think I like noodles better.
Really? Do you have a specific type of noodle that you like? The dry one, the soup one?
I think the soup one, the dry one, both of them are fine.
Okay, so how do you eat noodles?
How do I eat noodles? Well, I open my mouth, I put the food into my mouth, and I...
No, that's not what I mean.
Okay.
Do you use a fork, a spoon maybe, or chopstick?
Oh, okay. Of course I use chopsticks.
Oh, okay.
So today we're going to talk about chopsticks, right?
Yeah, actually we are. That's why I'm asking you all these questions. Okay, so let's read our article to find out about the history of chopsticks.
All about chopsticks.
Chopsticks have quite a long history. They were first created around 4,000 to 5,000 years ago in China. Chinese people used the earliest chopsticks for cooking.Chopsticks were perfect for reaching into pots of boiling water or oil. People in China started to use chopsticks for eating in the year 400. They stopped using the table knife for two reasons. First, resources for cooking were hard to find. As a result, food was cut into smaller pieces so it would cook faster. These small pieces were easier to eat with chopsticks. Second,Confucius thought knives were too violent. Chopsticks became popular in other Asian countries soon after because of China's influence.
Word power!
Chopstick. Chopstick.I don't know how to use chopsticks, so I need a fork. I don't know how to use chopsticks, so I need a fork. Pot. Pot. There is vegetable soup in the pot. There is vegetable soup in the pot. Reason. Reason.Nina wants to change her job for several reasons. Nina wants to change her job for several reasons. Become. Become. Become, became, become. The princess kissed the frog and it became a prince again.The princess kissed the frog, and it became a prince again.
Okay, so the first line of our article reads, chopsticks have quite a long history. So we've been talking about chopsticks for quite a while now,
yes.
In our introduction and now. So hopefully you know what they are, and if you don't, well, here's a definition for you. Chopsticks are two thin sticks that you use to eat food in many countries in Asia.So when you say chopstick, without the S, you are referring to only one of the sticks. So remember, chopsticks when you use them together.
Okay, 今天我们看到 chopstick 这个我们主题哦 chopsticks 这个字呢就是我们今天的主角就是我们刚刚在讲的这个筷子我们天天在使用的筷子。Okay, 课文一开头呢就说到说呢 chopsticks, 筷子呢 have quite a long story. 筷子这个字呢就是指相当的、哦、那 history 是历史的意思。所以呢我们说筷子有很长很长的历史哦。那这边这个 Angeline 有补充哦，如果说呢你在说 chopsticks 后面记得要加上 s 哦，因为如果你只有说 chopstick 没有加上 s 的话，就表示只有一只筷子了。
So I don't know how to use chopsticks. Oh, sorry. Our example sentence is I don't know how to use chopsticks, so I need a fork.I don't know how to use chopsticks, so I need a fork. That's our example sentence.
Okay, 我们今天的例句呢就说呢我不知道怎么用筷子所以呢我需要用叉子叉子呢我们英文就说 fork.
Next, our article says, they being the chopsticks, were first created around 4,000 to 5,000 years ago in China.
Oh, 刚刚呢说到我们这个有很久很久的历史到底有多久呢课文 文呢这边就回答你咯。They were first created. First 这个字呢就表示最先第一次哦。那 create 这个动词呢就是创造的意思。后面上面前面呢加上 be 动词哦，变成这个被动时态，被动的这个语态，我们就说 be created, 被创造出来。所以呢筷子第一次被创造出来，最先被创造出来是在4000到5000年前的中国。哇哦。
So do you think chopsticks were used the same way over 4,000 years ago?
Maybe.
Well, our article says Chinese people use the earliest chopsticks for cooking.
Oh, 4000年前的筷子被创造出来是为了什么呢？课文就说，中国人最早 early 呢是早的意思，比方说 early morning 很早的这个早上。那我们说 earliest 就是最高级的，就是最开始、最先的、最以前的筷子呢。Use 动词，我们说使用啊 ，use 什么东西 for 什么事情，用什么东西做什么事情。所以呢，我们看到课文他说 Chinese people use chopsticks， 中国人呢使用筷子 for cooking， 是为了做菜而来使用的。
Well, that's becauseChopsticks can be very long, right? They're very long. Our article says chopsticks were perfect for reaching into pots of boiling water or oil. So let's take a look at our word power word first, pot. Our word power word pot. A pot is a container used for cooking, which is round, deep, and usually made of metal. So it's about, you know...Like a pot that you would use to cook instant noodles or something. Yeah. So this is different from a pan, which isn't as deep. So pans we use for maybe frying an egg.And then a pot is for cooking soup or noodles.
Okay, 我们在这边看到我们今天的单词哦 ，pot 这个字呢，我们中文就说锅子哦。例如呢，我们冬天吃火锅，我们说 hot pot 这种煮汤的锅子哦。那刚刚那 Angeline 就说到呢 ，pan 这个字呢跟 pot 是有不一样的哦。Pan 呢指的是平底锅，比方说我们用来煮饭、煎菜啊，或者是这个炒菜的这个平底锅。那 pot 呢只是用来煮汤的这种比较深的锅子。所以呢，古人用筷子呢，是因为呢很适合用来煮菜哦，因为它可以伸进这个锅子里面。OK.
Yeah. So here is another example. Here is an example sentence for the word pot. There is vegetable soup in the pot. There is vegetable soup in the pot.
OK, 所以我们今天的例句就看到说呢 There's vegetable soup in the pot 在这个锅子里面呢有蔬菜汤
So again, our article says that chopsticks were perfect for reaching into pots, OK? So the word perfect means exactly what is needed for a particular purpose, situation, or person. For example, the size of this pot is perfect for cooking instant noodles. Maybe it's very small.
Okay, just for one person.
Yeah.
Okay, 我们呢这边看到使用 perfect 这个词 perfect 平常呢指的是完美的意思哦。那今天呢我们这边讲说 perfect for 什么事情哦，意思是表示很适合做什么事情，最适合做什么意思哦。那我们这边看到 reach 这个动词呢是指这个碰到、抓到或接触到。那所以呢我们说筷子呢可以 reach into， 就是呢可以伸到锅子里面，就是你的手不会被热水或热油烫到了。
Right. Next, our article says people in China started to use chopsticks for eating in the year 400. Wow, that was more than 1600 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
虽然呢筷子呢很早就诞生了，但是一直到西元400年的时候呢才开始吃饭。虽然说呢我们说400年好像差了很久，但是其实也是1600年前了。
Yeah. There's actually a reason as to why the Chinese started to use chopsticks for eating.Our article says they stopped using the table knife for two reasons. So a reason is a cause or an explanation for something that has happened or that somebody has done. For example, the reason why I'm late for school is because I woke up late.I was late, so I woke up late. That is the reason why I'm late for school.
OK, 课文句子呢一开始说 lay 呢，这边 lay 指的是筷子哦，用筷子吃饭的中国人哦 ，people in China。所以他们怎么样呢 ？Stop doing something. Stop doing something 呢，就是停止做什么事情哦。所以呢，我们在 stop 后面呢加上 ving 动名词，表示停止这个动作，不再做这件事情了。那是做什么事情呢？就是呢不再使用刀子吃饭哦。最后呢，句子结尾呢 for two reasons 就是有两个原因的意思。Reason 这个字呢是原因。是什么原因呢 ？For a reason 就是这个意思。
Right. Here is an example sentence. Nina wants to change her job for several reasons. Nina wants to change her job for several reasons.
Okay. Nina 呢想要换工作呢有很多理由，很多理由，因为这些理由呢，所以她想要换工作。
Right. So let's take a look at the reasons. Okay. Our article says first, resources for cooking were hard to find. So resources were low because there was an increase in population at that time. So during that time, there was suddenly a lot of people in the country.
Okay,、mm-hmm. 好，我们这边呢，在这边我们看到，因为刚刚说很多理由嘛，那我们课文一开始就说 first 意思就是第一哦，因为可能有第一个理由、第二个理由、很多个理由，所以第一个我们就说 first。好，所以 first 第一个理由是什么理由呢？我们看到 resource 这个单字。Resource 这个字呢，就是资源的意思哦。是什么样的资源呢？可我们这边说呢 ，resources for cooking 就是呢煮饭的资源，也就是指这些食材哦。所以呢，很难找到这些食材。Angeline 刚刚说呢，因为这个人口增加 ，population 变多了，所以呢，很有可能食材就不够喽。
So the word resource, as you were saying, is a supply of something such as money that a country, an organization, or a person has and can use. So the resources that we probably use for cooking is stuff like maybe coal.
Yeah.
In Chinese, that is...
煤矿
okay, and wood, right?
木材
So those are required to make a fire, which we need to be able to cook, right?
Okay, resource 这个字呢，刚刚也说过了，指的就是资源的意思哦。例如呢，刚刚我们举例说到，那 Angeline 说，像煮饭需要用到除了食材之外，像是 coal 煤矿，或者是呢 wood 木材哦，这些自然资源呢，我们就可以说 resource。注意到呢，虽然说资源呢是不可数，但是 resource 这个单字呢本身呢它是可以数的。
So our article says, as a result, food was cut into smaller pieces so it would cook faster. The phrase, as a result, is a very common one, which you guys probably all already know, which means because of this or so. Here is an example. Smoking causes cancer. As a result, you should stop smoking.
OK, result 这个字呢就是结果的意思、哦、所以我们看到这个片语 as a result 就是结果怎么样例如说我们很常用 so 所以怎么样这样的用法中文呢我们就可以翻译为因此的意思、哦、所以呢因为食物的短缺所以呢食物呢都被切成小小的比较快手 cut 呢这个动词就是剪或是切的意思、嗯、所以 cut into small pieces 就是把东西切成小块的意思那后面呢我们说 cook faster fast 这个字呢指的是很快的、哦、那我们这边当上副词另外呢我们加上 er 变成 faster 比较急就是比较快的
Right. And our article says these small pieces were easier to eat with chopsticks.
哦、oh, 因为呢食物被切得小小的、哦、所以呢用筷子吃呢当然是比较容易吃啦所以呢才开始使用筷子哦 Easy to eat 就是指呢容易食用的意思容易吃哦这边 easier 加上变成比较急哦就是比较容易用什么东西呢我们可以用 with 比方说呢 with chopsticks 比方说 eat with chopsticks 就是呢用筷子吃的意思
Mm-hmm. So moving on to our second reason, our article says, second, Confucius thought knives were too violent. So if something is violent, it involves actions that are intended to injure or kill people by hitting them or shooting them. So for example, a violent crime will be one where people are injured or killed.
OK, 我们之前看到 first, 现在 second, 第二个理由、哦、他说呢用刀子吃饭是很暴力的。暴力这个字呢我们说 violent, 例如呢刚 Angeline 举例呢暴力的犯罪 ,violent crime, 就是呢有人被打或是被杀。那在古时候呢大家都认识了这个孔子、哦、,Confucius, 觉得呢刀子太暴力了不应该用刀子吃饭哦。
OK, so I'll give you a little bit of background information about Confucius. He was actually vegetarian.
OK.
So he believed that like, you know, sharp utensils and the dinner table reminded him of like the slaughterhouse, which is、oh. where people get,、not people, sorry, not people, animals are killed and cut up.
Okay.
So that's why he didn't like knives on the table.
哦、oh, ，因为孔子呢本人是这个 vegetarian, 就是素食主义者、mm. 所以他看到有人用刀子吃饭呢他就会想到这个屠宰场所以不是杀人是杀动物这么一说还真的有点可怕
Right, okay. Going back to our article.Chopsticks became popular in other Asian countries soon after because of China's influence. So our final word power word for today is become, which means to start to do something or start to become something. For example, after the singer released her new song, she became famous. After the singer released her new song, she became famous.
OK, 我们看到呢 become 这个字呢它的这个动词呢就是变成成为怎么样哦它呢后面可以加名词哦例如说 after graduate, I will become a doctor, 毕业之后呢我会成为一个医生或者是呢像我们课文说呢 become famous, 变得有名哦所以呢我们这边就说这个歌手呢发行了单集之后呢他就变得非常的有名。
Here is another example sentence. The princess kissed the frog and it became a prince again. The princess kissed the frog and it became a prince again.
所以呢我们这边看到呢公主亲了青蛙青蛙就变成王子了 become 就是变成的意思。
And we also see the phrase soon after in this sentence. Soon after means not long after or a short while later.
OK, 顺这个字呢就是很快的意思例如 I'll be back soon, 我很快就会回来、mm-hmm. 那 soon after 就是不久之后。OK, we will end today's lesson soon after I explain soon after. 我们解释完 soon after 这个片语之后呢马上呢我们今天就要结束我们的课文了。
Welcome back, guys. So we have come to the end of our lesson, but we have more to learn about chopsticks, so don't go anywhere. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye!
Check out that cloud. It looks like a dragon.
Check out that cloud. It looks like a dragon.
Hello there, I'm Vina. 昨天看老鹰，我们今天一起来看看云好啦。Check out that cloud. It looks like a dragon. 瞧瞧那朵云，看起来就好像是一条龙耶。哈，什么东西？哟 ，check it out. 不是啦，是叫你抬头看看云，端详一下云的形状。这里提到的 check out something 或是 check something out 都是去看什么什么的意思哦。比方像是 check out these new shoes I bought.快看看我买的新鞋，这和今天的小聚会就是一样的用法啦。不过注意哦，这里的 check out 和饭店的 check in 入住，还有 check out 离房是差很多的哦，千万不要搞混啦。让我们再来看看小聚会的第二句 ，It looks like a dragon。没错，我们又看到 look 了，但是今天呢，不是要教大家 look 加上介系词的用法，而是 look like 加上名词或是名词片语，表示看起来怎么样怎么样的意思，或是说你可以说 you look like your mother， 你长得像你的母亲 ，he looks like your ex-boyfriend， 天哪，他看起来就像是你的前男友，或是 it looks like rain， 看起来要下雨啦。Okay, then let's check out our 小聚会 today.Check out that cloud. It looks like a dragon. 别忘记明天有小聚会哦。See you.
Check out that cloud. It looks like a dragon.
Check out that cloud. It looks like a dragon.
Chit chat.
雅姐、mm. I want an ice cream、mm-hmm. and some popcorn as well.
啊 ，Aswell， 你是不是少一个字是 Aswell 吧
？Yeah, okay, I'll take this jacket.
Wait. But this one is so pretty as well.
Aswell is expensive.
不能再败了。
You have too many clothes. 那件也给我，我拿去退。
啊，这件也不行哦。
哎，这件不是衣服，应该可以败了吧？
不过刚刚表姐好像要把我原本讲的 This one is pretty as well 却接成了 This one is pretty as well as expensive
竟然把我原本那句话的意思整个改变咯你们知道 as well 以及 as well as 差别在哪里呢其实基本上呢 as well as 是用来连接两个对等的字词或者是片语而 as well 它是个副词词组所以呢简单来说 as well as 它是像个连接词而 as well 却像个副词哦那 as well as 的意思就是除了怎么样还有怎么样的意思哦 For example some cell phones can take pictures as well as browse the internet browse 就是浏览的意思啦可是刚刚您提过了不同于 as well asAs well 不是用来连接它是用来当作副词所以通常放在句尾和 to 跟 also 的意思差不多比方像是邀约的时候可能就会问对方说 Want to come along as well? 要不要一起来呀这就等于 Want to come too? Or do you also want to come?
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以刚表姐用的 as well as 是说这件洋装除了很漂亮还很贵可是我说的 as well 是个副词表示这件也不错这样的意思哦
All about chopsticks
Chopsticks have quite a long history They were first created around 4,000 to 5,000 years ago in China Chinese people used the earliest chopsticks for cooking. Chopsticks were perfect for reaching into pots of boiling water or oil. People in China started to use chopsticks for eating in the year 400. They stopped using the table knife for two reasons. First, resources for cooking were hard to find. As a result, food was cut into smaller pieces so it would cook faster. These small pieces were easier to eat with chopsticks. Second, Confucius thought knives were too violent. Chopsticks became popular in other Asian countries soon after because of China's influence.
Chopstick. Chopstick. I don't know how to use chopsticks, so I need a fork. I don't know how to use chopsticks, so I need a fork. Pot. Pot. There is vegetable soup in the pot. There is vegetable soup in the pot. Reason. Reason. Nina wants to change her job for several reasons. Nina wants to change her job for several reasons. Become. Become. Become, became, become. The princess kissed the frog, and it became a prince again. The princess kissed the frog, and it became a prince again.